This is episode number 2387 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 16th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Chip and Joanna Gaines appeared on Tuesday's Valentine's Day episode of The Tonight Show.
Aw, how cute.
Aw.
I mean, who else are you going to get for a couple in America? They're the quintessential. Okay, I get it.
You can get Ben and Arian Napier.
Yeah, but they don't do The Tonight Show.
They would.
No, Chip and Joanna, they're Hollywood. They do Show.
Yeah.
They do The Tonight Show. Yeah.
Good Morning America.
They go to New York all the time.
They do. They had talked about meeting each other for the first time.
Yeah.
Which is a cute story.
And what is it? You're going to tell us that cute story, aren't you?
And half of us know it, I'm sure. Joanna worked in her dad's tire shop.
Yep.
And one day, Chip's roommate, Hot John, was buying some tires.
Wow.
So her coworkers were trying to set her up with Hot John.
Waco's a small place.
It was smaller back then. So she got the courage to walk towards the waiting room, and they make eye contact.
Ooh.
And I'm like, now what? So instead of going to the waiting room, I walk straight outside.
What?
Yeah.
JoJo, come on. You're missing out on a date with Hot John.
Well,
ooh, la,
as she
la.
Walked outside, Joe came face to face with Chip.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who said he was perfectly prepared with a one-liner in the instance that might meet the most beautiful woman.
I'm sure he was. He had plenty of one-liners.
Chip says former roommate Hot John was tall, dark, and handsome, while he, on the other hand, was sort of shorter, redder, and frumpier.
Redder and frumpier.
Working on his dad bod from way back.
Way back.
Couple later joked about having baby number six one day.
Are you kidding
me? The crowd
to
chant,
number six. I don't think that's wise. First off, if I were the other kids, I would protest. Hey, you're diluting our inheritance here. We got it. Mom and dad are worth 20 mil. It's okay. But you know what? We don't have to split it five ways right now. That's you know, 4 mil
I
piece.
I think
you get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids in here, and we're not going to get crap.
I think, dear. Well, 6 is an even number, so the math is easier. So, but I think their inheritance is just fine.
Well, and there's quite a bit of age difference between the first four set of kids and the fifth kid, the crew.
Isn't Drake like 17?
Yeah, they're getting older. Why would you want to have? You got kids that are almost out of school. They're on their way to Baylor. Why do you want to have more babies?
He's a senior? Or no, he's in high school.
He's up there. He's up there.
They've been college looking.
Do you know that they've been on TV for 10 years?
Yeah.
They started in 2013. Mm-hmm. Wow. And, I mean, where they've come from there to here is like, it's a miracle.
You know.
They're amazing. No, they're amazing people.
Oh, I know. I think they are pretty.
I have a lot of respect for them. But they sure know.
Oh, I'm a fan.
They sure know how to make a buck. They
but
sure
I wonder.
How to make a buck.
I wonder how you got one person who's driven, or the other person. How does it happen? How do they do this? I mean, I look at my life, and it's like, it's not that.
They just were blessed. How's
I'm not
that?
Blessed.
And
I'm not
you
blessed.
Weren't. And you weren't.
I was in the back room in heaven, and people, you know, the babies are going past, and God's like, don't worry about her. I'll give her something.
She's
asleep. When she wakes up, I'll give her something.
A life of woe.
So Shania Twain walks past, Faith Hill, all the good ones, Joanna Gaines. It's like, I'll give her something. Tom Brady is facing backlash for saying Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction was probably a good thing for the NFL.
Okay, two things. All right, yes, he deserves the backlash. That's just a crappy thing to say.
Yes.
But secondly, he's probably right. I mean,
he said it was just more publicity and more publicity for halftime shows. Is any publicity bad publicity?
Right. And this is why I'm torn about this. This is why I can be the bad guy on this, because, you know, Brady's Brady. But the deal is that it's insensitive for him to say that, because Janet Jackson really.
It's not fair to Janet Jackson.
It's not. And this was not her idea. This was an accident, if you see it that way.
Uh-huh.
Justin Timberlake has had to apologize to her over the misogyny of the whole thing. I get it. But he's probably right. Something like that happens, good, bad, or indifferent, and because we are human beings and we love the train wreck, we are drawn to it like a moth to the flame.
Oh, yeah.
And so bringing that attention to the halftime show has made us talk about halftime shows, good, bad, or indifferent, ever since.
That's right, ever since.
And Sundays was no different in terms of how we've talked about it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
I'll never forget the halftime show at the year after that one.
Who was it?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, Paul McCartney, which was very sedate.
It was boring.
It wasn't boring.
And Paul McCartney is not boring.
He's not boring, but it was...
And I've seen him in concert.
But you'll also notice that Pepsi no longer does these. Because they said that they're not going to pay for them anymore. You know? So now, Apple Music did this.
No, that's right.
Did you also know that the performers don't get paid by the NFL to perform? Rihanna made no money off of this. No. They only pay... The sponsor ends up paying for the show itself, but there's no money paid to the artist. So all those artists along the way have never gotten paid that I'm aware of, including Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, you know, all of
these
folks.
They do it just for the notoriety?
They do it for the notoriety.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's a big thing.
Well, yeah,
you know?
It is.
Halftime show.
So anyway, Tom, he got some criticism from people on social media.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Who believe he was inconsiderate of everything Janet had to go through.
Oh, yeah.
After her 2004 Super Bowl nip-slip scandal.
Nip-slip scandal.
Including the being blacklisted by CBS.
She hasn't really been able to get much else going since then. Her recording career kind of floundered. And she's an actress. She's an actress. She has done other acting projects since. She's been in like a few Christmas movies, as a matter of fact.
Hallmark?
Hallmark-ish. You know, yeah.
Most everybody let Tom have it in the comments. For example, I don't think he understands the amount of she went through after that backlash thing. And that kind of was, you know.
Look, it's superficial.
Superficial and shallow.
It's shallow, Tom.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You avoid saying things like this because you're kind of the face of the NFL. It would be,
Well, here's what happens when people say things like this.
Yeah.
It's not that it wasn't a. When people say things like this, it's not that the statement isn't the statement.
Yeah.
It's just they didn't finish the thought. It was like, it may have been the best thing for the NFL, but what happened to Janet Jackson was incredible.
Yeah, right. He should have
so
said
so if you had finished the thought,
but
it would have made sense.
He didn't.
Right. And a lot of people don't.
With our apologies to Janet Jackson and Halle Berry today. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.